Now, I want to go to the book of Exodus. There's something here I want to talk to you about. The 23rd chapter, because there's something here that needs to be straightened out. And look at the 20th verse. Are you there yet?
Yes.
Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee... Now, here we are, an angel again. And this is extremely important. I want you to listen to me. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place where I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon nor your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you will indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversary. My angel shall go before you. So just keep reading, verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God. Your angel will bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of thee. There'll be no miscarriages, nor barren in your land. And the number of your days I will fulfill. Now that angel, we go to restaurants. I mean, there's been time when Gloria and I were in a restaurant, particularly with Keith and Phyllis. And if Keith is praying, he dispatches his angel to the kitchen in obedience to that verse. I dispatch my angel to the kitchen. You watch over that food in there. I mean, don't you let them pick it up off the floor. I mean, and just watch over it. Because I believe for it to be sanctified, fit to my use, according to your word of God with prayer and thanksgiving. And bless all of our partners, glory to God, all over the world. Every meal. You see that? Now, this one guy told me one time. He said, I pray a headache prayer. Talking about praying in public. I said, what the? A headache prayer? He said, yeah. He said, I go, oh, Lord, thank and bless this friend. And he said, people look at him and said, boy, he must have a headache. But I said, you ought to have a headache. But now here's something that happened to me. I began to meditate that. That's a blood-backed promise. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And when you drive out our driveway, and it's a good ways to the gate there, and then there's another gate that goes out onto the highway because we're out there in the country. And it got to me. I mean, it got to me. Big time. And I just stopped my car. I'll never be sick another day in my life hereafter ever. By glory to the living God forevermore. Amen. And I haven't been.
Amen.
Now, when that thing came up with my heart, in my mind, it wasn't sick. It needed a pacemaker because I was fool enough to preach myself to exhaustion twice because they checked my blood and there wasn't anything wrong with it. I didn't have any. There was one blocked artery and it had bypassed itself and I didn't have no. But the cardiologist said to me, you came in here with a sick heart, but you're leaving. He said, you're a very rare case. And he had tears in his eyes. You came in here with a very sick heart. You're leaving with a perfectly normal heart.
Hallelujah.
Well, certainly.
Hallelujah.
And I haven't been sick in so long. 2019, Ministers Conference, January. And the symptoms of the flu came on me. I was sitting right on the front row, and I began to chill in 2019, January now. And I remember that. I said, you can't put that on me. You know you can't put that on me. No, sir. I submit myself to God, and I resist you. Get in the name of Jesus. About 15 minutes, it is gone, and that was it. I tested negative 5 times. But now, so did our team. Well, there were 2 extra times for me because it was from where our children could come over at Christmas. Dear God. You couldn't give us the flu if we walked up there and rubbed it on our face. Oh, anyway, but it's gone. Sickness and disease is gone forever for me. And we can check that out if we go to Exodus 15 now. Just back up here a little bit. Now, you really need to read that entire 15th chapter. You come down to the 3rd verse. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. The Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation. He's my God. And I'll prepare him a habitation, my Father's God. I'll exalt him. Yes. Glory to God. And you come down to that 26th verse. And if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, will do that which is right in his sight, will give ear or incline your ear to his commandments and keep his statutes. I'll put none of the disease upon thee, that have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. When did he bring it upon the Egyptians? At the time of Passover. At the time of Passover. That's where Passover started. That the destroyer angel will pass over your dwelling.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, 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 yes.
It's that simple. Pass over your dwelling. He will see the blood of the lamb, a male lamb, roasted in fire. And the blood of that lamb over the doorposts. And that destroyer will pass over your dwelling.
Yes.
Now, then the Egyptians that did not have that, the firstborn died. The firstborn of their animals died. How many of you in here are firstborn in your family? Look at that. Look at the people. They passed over. So that's what Passover means. Well, there were plagues that came on them. And that's what he's referring to that. I am, say I am.
I am.
I am the Lord. I am Yehovah that healeth thee. That is one of his redemptive's names. I am his name. His name is Rapha, the healer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sidkenu, he is our righteousness.
Yes.
Lord Shalom, he is our peace. His banner over us is love.
Yes.
Glory to God. You need to be shouting at some of these right here because this is talking about us. So now we go, glory to God, to the book of Hebrews. My goodness, Myrtle's going to preach from the front end to the back end. You got it. The 13th chapter, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Come on now. Well, I have to tell you this. I was preaching there in Beaumont, Texas, and there was a man that had been coming morning and night. He came out of the Baptist church, but he had been receiving. He baptized in the Holy Ghost, and suddenly he wasn't there. And I wondered, because he was always right on the front row, and he wasn't there for a couple of days. And then he came in right at the back, sitting right next to the door. And I was preaching this morning service, and I was just doing about like I'm now, you know, just teaching. And all of a sudden, he just, oh, what? So after the service, he said, may I speak to you, please? I said, yeah. He said, well, you said something made me mad. And I said, well, no. He said, it's just, you know, he said, it's just my Baptist mad got on me. And I said to the Lord, I'm not going back over there. That man talked about me and, no, I'm not. The Lord said, I want you to go back. No, I'm not going back. I'm not going to do it. So he said, you probably noticed I wasn't here for a couple of days. I said, well, yeah, I did. And he said, well, all right, I'll go one more time, and I'm going to sit back there next to that door. And if he says anything like that again, I'm out, and I'm not coming back. But I said, yeah, but what? He said, Brother Copeland, the Lord opened my eyes. He said, there is an angel attached to you. He is huge. And said, you'd die down a little bit, and he'd say something in your ear, and you'd just come alive. And he says, he's big. He said, he looked like Mr. Clean. So come on, fella, let's listen. And I found out about it on the first tape I ever heard of Brother Hagin's. And, well, we're right there at the book. I'm going to read this first. Remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation or their manner of life. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. Woo! Say it, Jesus.
Jesus.
Christ.
The
same. Yesterday. Today. And forever. He's alive in me. He's my healer. God, who at sundry time, different manners, spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. And when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. I will again be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. And to the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But the Son, he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy righteousness. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You, Lord, in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hand. They shall all perish, but who remain, they shall wax old as a garment, and as a vesture shall you fold them up. They shall be changed, and you are the same. Your years do not fail. But which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? We ought to take more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them speak. And he goes ahead talking about angels. Wow. This room is full of angels. Because I've learned over the years that from, not just from the word, but from the experience of others, that angels have different assignments. You have an angel assigned to you at birth. And then as you go, Jesus said that. And then as you grow, and as your ministry and so forth grows, it takes more angelic power and authority to get it done. Amen. If you can't do anything else, you can look at the dark side and see that. So, anyway, the angels are here and powerful. And Ed Dufresne, they had a church building that had become very valuable, and the bank was not going to allow them to have any kind of extension on the loan. They needed $500,000, needed $500,000. And he was in a hotel preaching, and he heard a key in the door. This is back before the kind of keys we have now. And he said, they've given somebody the key to my room. And when he walked out of the bathroom where he was in there shaving, and he heard this, and he walked out there, and when he walked out in the room, the ceiling disappeared, he said, if the ceiling hadn't disappeared, I wouldn't have been able to see him from the shoulders up. And he said, and I said, who are you? They said, we're your prosperity angels. We've come to help you get that money. He said, they were standing there armed. He said, what are you waiting for? The command. He said, go! And they disappeared. Well, he was with his attorney, and they were walking around in his office, and there's a woman came in and said to somebody, he said, I don't want to see him. He said, well, you need to talk to him. He came in there in a jogging suit. A lawyer. And he said, I don't know why I'm doing this. I've heard you preach, and you scare me. But he said, I don't know. I don't know. But here's a check for $300,000. That held on to the property. Now, what do you think they can do for your finances? What do you think they can do about getting out of debt? I know their assistance when Glory and I were getting out of debt. I had no idea about that then. But it happened in 11 months. It was so supernatural that I'm telling you, we're just rejoicing in it. Yes. We hadn't been in debt since. But then they're preaching in another place, and now they're working on that other $200,000. And the lawyer was standing there dressed on the front row. And so the pastor where they were was telling all about this with Ed and he saw that lawyer on the front row, and he's trying to tell the guy he's already given. He's already given. But the pastor said, how about you, sir? He said, well, got up there and said, I am embarrassed to say that the Lord told me $500,000. And he said, I didn't put in but three. Here's the rest of it. Those angels wouldn't let him alone. They say, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Well, I'm Craig LaPointe, and I'm originally from New Hampshire, but I came in from Wisconsin just for this convention and to get the word into my heart and also for the healing. I have was diagnosed with low iron deficiency, which is causing the red blood cells and everything else to be depleted. Edema, swelling of the feet and legs. I haven't been able to walk more than, you know, anywhere from one of these lengths of the partitions here or up the stairs to get to my truck. Just couldn't breathe and other issues inside. I don't know what else was going on. Thought I would need a touch from Pastor Copeland, but I didn't need that. It came upon me, and the Lord said, just walk. I knew the Spirit was going to be in this room, very strong. 9 hours to get here for the healing, but majority of it, what I really want is the Spirit filled and the Word. I would listen to, I would watch TV, watch the Victory Channel, and I would leave it on and let it play all night, because I don't have many CDs or anything like that. It's actually given me some pretty good restful sleeps before I came, but the challenges were still there, but I don't think they're there anymore. I firmly believe that I think I'm going to be able to sleep in my bed instead of the chair sitting up. Glory to God.
I'm so thrilled at what you said. You thought I had to touch you, but you just took it on your own. That's important.
Glory to God. Thank you.
And that's the way you keep it.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
We walk by faith when times are good. We walk by faith when times are terrible. No person that lives by faith has to change his or her lifestyle because of the times.
You will bring honor to God when you increase in your fruitfulness. God has so much more in store for you than what you've already experienced.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, April 4th through the 6th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
God loves you and knows what you're going through. In the teaching series, Faith to be Made Whole, Kenneth Copeland unpacks the promises of God to you, a born-again believer. He walks you through the healing ministry of Jesus to understand the perfect will of God for your life. Learn how to cast the care of the situation, the pain, and the worry onto your Savior. Run to your Heavenly Father and understand how to be fully persuaded in your faith to be made completely whole. Receive your healing by building up your faith through the Word. God's perfect love for you casts out all fear. Believe the love He has for you and give Him your situation, addiction, and sickness in exchange for His healing, peace, and freedom. Find out God's direction for your life and see His unconditional love for you. Build your faith to be whole, starting by feeding your spirit on the Word. Get ready to be made whole. Become fully persuaded that living by faith is the life for you. Request your free copy of Faith to be Made Whole, the teaching series by Kenneth Copeland. Discover the keys to receiving from God by faith to live a healed and whole life. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. The Bible says, "Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant." God wants you to enjoy a life filled with his abundance and not lack any good thing. He constantly looks for opportunities to send his blessing to you. As you follow the instructions of his covenant promise, then you are positioned to receive the abundance he's prepared for you. For example, in Malachi chapter 3, God explains that giving him tithes and offerings opens a door in your life so he can bless you in return. God says in Malachi 3:10 through 12, "Prove me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, I will open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. He will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit, says the Lord of hosts, and all nations will call you blessed." That name, the Lord of hosts, means the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. This is God's promise to you. When you sow your tithes and offerings in faith, then he responds by sending out angels to protect your financial resources and bring your harvest to you. Today is offering day on the broadcast. We want to give you the opportunity to activate God's covenant promise for your financial abundance, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is good ground to sow your seed into. Our God-given mandate is to take the uncompromised message of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are so thankful for your prayers and financial support. Every seed you sow is helping us to reach the world with the absolute truth of God's word and helps believers grow into the fullness of Christ. Thank you so much for partnering with us. We're excited for the financial blessing God is sending to you. Let me pray over your offering today. Father, you are ever mindful of us. You bless us going in and you bless us going out. You bless us as Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, both small and great. In the name of Jesus, I declare the Lord of harvest, increase every sower, more and more every sower and their children by the blessing of Abraham. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, this is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609.